Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Samach Beis, Amid Beis. The top of the Yom, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asharali, L'tzurbim Merabonon, L'meimer, L'yehivna Akarga. A Tzurbim Merabonon, a Talmud Chacham, someone who's Tehasu Yom Nasi, we'll see there's various sheetahs in the Rishonim and the Poskim, what exactly goes into the Hagdor of Tzurbim Merabonon, L'gabi this Halacha. But Tzurbim Merabonon has a Ptur from paying taxes. He says, L'yehivna Karga, I'm not going to give the taxes. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Ezra, Perek Zion, where it talks that Ezra was taxing the Oilei Goylus Bavel that came up for the second base of Mikdash. And he was mechayiv them to pay various taxes, but on that the Pasuk says, Ulachay Mahoydin di kol kahanayo, levayaya, zermaraya, taraya, nesinaya, polche beis ala adino, all the different tamidi chachomim, kahanim, and levim, they're potter from minda, bloi, v'halach, loy shalot l'mir malayim. We're not going to make them pay the minda, the blow, and the halach. The Gemara explains that minda, blow, and halach are three kinds of taxes, and the Gemara explains even, Tichsiv minda, blow, v'halach, v'shalot l'mir malayim, Amar Rav Yehuda, minda, zu menas ha-melech, blow, zu kesef, gulgalta, v'halach zarnuna. One at a time. Mind is menas ha-melech. The Rosh says that it's a mas kotzav on karka, some kind of a property tax. Nemuk Yosef says it's a mas on schoira, on various other materials. Blow is kesef gulgalta, some kind of head tax per person. It's interesting, in modern Hebrew, blow is used as a tax on the gas. When you pay an extra gas tax for the gasoline, it's called, what percent is the blow? The blow, it's a modern Hebrew word, it's from this pasuk of a tax. And halach zu arnuna, also in modern Hebrew, arnuna is property tax, actually, this time. Ron says it's a sudas melech when he goes mimokam lamokam. Others say it's a shutfis in the behemoth that you own, or it's maisa from the behemoth. Rashi and Baba Basra brings the various pshatim of these taxes. So it's a ptor from these kind of taxes. The Gemara says that the tzor mirabonon is pater. Now, what exactly is the tzor mirabonon? It's interesting. The Rosh in Baba Basra over there in the first parak, Shulte Gibarim there also, Talmud Chacham, is someone, even if he has an umnis and ktsas, he's oisik in maasa matan and parnosa, but only kedei chayiv and not his asher. And whenever he has shaponim me'iskoi, he's mechazer al divrei toira v'loy me toira, that's called teirasi yom nosi. And the emesis is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Gimel, l'gabi this halacha, whether the Gedarim is, whether Bizman Azeh Bechlal, the Ramah handles there, is there considered a Talmud Chacham of a teirasi yom nosi, l'gabi this halacha of p'tor mimas. The Shita Mekubetzes, though, in Baba Metziah, says no, that Teirasi Yom Nasi means when he's only Bibel Adiyut, exclusively only learns Torah, and he's not Isaac and Shum Midi Achrini. You know, it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, when he describes the Balabas, not the Teirasi Yom Nasi, he says it's someone that Isaac and Malacha for 3 hours, and then 9 hours he's Isaac and Torah. That's the Balabas from Rambam. But there's different sheetahs about what goes into the gather of Tzor B'mei Rabbonim. Now, the Gemara says another halacha, he can say, and it's interesting why dafka this is halachas tzur merabonon. We're obviously talking about some kind of a tax that all yidden had to pay, but if a guy would say that he's an oivid denura, a certain oivid avodah zarah, to a certain fiery avodah zarah, and therefore I'm not going to pay the taxes, and you're allowed to do that. And it's interesting, what, dafka tzur merabonon is allowed to do that? Or even a tzur merabonon is allowed to do that? But it says that he's allowed to do that, and my time al avruche ari yamine kamer, he's only doing it for avruche ari. He's doing it only to get out of the taxes. Now, it's a whole shaila, though. First of all, he's saying that Avda Denura, Avada, in his mind, it's Varm Shepalei, but in his mind, he, Chas V'Shalom, doesn't have a mind for the Avodah Zarah. He says he wants to be Oyved Es Hashem, that it's Teirosa, he's Eish Lahava, and he's having a mind for that. That would be interesting. What would be if it was a different Avodah Zarah, where it's not using the word Eish? The Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Havale Hahu Abba, is a forest. Zavni Lebeinura, he sold it to the people that are Avodah Zarah, for this fiery Avodah Zarah. I'm the Revival of Ashi, but there's a different issue over here. V'ha'ikal if ne'ivah le'sit in michshol, you're being machshol, and there's a din of le'ivah even to the Avodah Zarah. I'm the Roiv Eitzim la'asaka ninu. So you have to know, what was the shakla of Atari over here, that Roiv Eitzim la'asaka, and therefore it's not a problem, that they're going to be doing it for Hasaka, for not for Avodah Zarah. Roiv Eitzim is not for Avodah Zarah. There's a few issues over here. First of all, in the Gedarim of le'ivah, the Achrayim asked that there's a klal that when it's only a problem of Ifni Iver when it's Chad Iver Denora, but when it's Trey Iver Denora, when it was on the other side of the river, and therefore you were Messiah, and that he would not have been able to do it with not. But when it's Chad Iver Denora, then it's not considered Ifni Iver. And over here, this Shrichem Eitzim Tuva. So the Achronim say, no, over here, this Avodah Zarah needs so much fire and so much wood that it's always going to be like a Trey Iver Denora. As they're taking care of Noirachet. Now it's interesting, the Ran says Mefurish that it's Eitzim for Asaka for Avodah Zarah. The Rosh says that the Eitzim that these Avodah Zarahniks are going to use is to make Tzlomim and Divrei Noi. Kaner'eh, the Rosh wasn't Goyris Nura in the Gemara. Because if you Goyris Nura in the Gemara, then it's Mefurish in the Gemara that we're dealing with fiery Avodah Zarah. The Rosh obviously wasn't Goyris, and he says that the wood first was for a different purpose. Now, so there was a few different Chalakim of the Sugya, but one of the Nakudis was when the Tzur Merabonim is saying that he's an Oyved Avodah Zarah. This is a much larger topic, Bechlal, and the Sugya of Avodah Zarah. Let's say someone, a Goy, is coming to kill you. And by saying that you're a Goy, or even worse, that you're an Oyved Avodah Zarah, he's not going to kill you. Are you allowed to do that? So there's a Russian of Avodah Zarah in the second parak, and this is brought down in the Torah in Yeridah, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. Osru la'adam loymer, that he's a Goy. Kedei shalo yahargu. The Kivan Shuaymer Shugoy, he's being moid l'dosam v'kayfer be'ikr. And you're not allowed to do that, and it's Avodah Zarah, so it's Yarg Val Yavar. You have to know what's the difference, Lagabi, over here. The Paisim over there bring down the Beis Yosef also. He brings down a Makar to this halacha from a Medrash where there was two Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua that were Meshane, their Atifosim. They dressed like Goyim in the times of Ishmad. And Pogabahem is Targus, Amalei Beneshel, Toiratim. You have to be Moiser Nefesh. You can't be Meshane, a beggar, or to say that you're a Goy, or to act like you're a Goy, if that's what's going to be saving you from killing him. You have to know what's the Gedarim, why it's Cholok over here, Lagabe, this case, when you're saying that it's Nurul Shemayim. So it's taka a big scope of a sugya in Avodah Zarah over there and in Yeridah Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. But we'll see about that a bazundra time. The Mishnah says, we're continuing, the Mishnah says, when a person says a gedarim of a neder, and he says ad ha-kotzir, so when he says that the neder is going to be nimshach until the zman of the kotzir, so it's ad she-yaskal ha-om liktzir k'tzir chitim. It's when the is starting to be kotzir chitim. Avaloi k'tzir soirim is later. And the neder lekula can stop at the zman of ketzir chitim because most people when they say kitzkatzir they mean chitim. But then the Mishnah adds hakol lefi makam nidroi. Now one shot the Ran says is hakol lefi makam nidroi is that if there's a place where roiv of the people taka do sa'irim, so then the taka goes based on sa'irim. Hakol lefi makam nidroi. But then another pshat is, and it's not a steer, maybe the Mishnah means both things. Hakol lefi makam nidroi also is referring to the hemshach of the Mishnah. Hoya bahar baharim, hoya bebika bebika. Because meaning even in the ketzir chitim gufa, there's sometimes when in the har they're still being worn kaitzir and in the bika yeah or fakert. So it's totally in the makam where you made the neder loved after where you went afterwards. Now the achronim have a kasha, what the Gemara says, because the Rosh says, That when the Mishnah says I call if you makam nidri, if roiv people do sairim, then you do go to basa sairim. Now zayshtei takin shulchan aruch and siman reish chaf. So the Taz over there in the Bach and the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam also asks this kasha. Lechayre, there's a similar case where you see the halacha is different. When a person makes a neder from shemen, so the mice is like this. So if it's a makam that them is shamshin with shemen zayis and shemen shum shemin, even though roiv anchi a makam are only mistapik with one of them, lavdafk which one, but one of them, nevertheless you're usurim both. And over here we see, no, that we do go Basar Roiv. And this could be many Tzurtzim, but the basic Tzurtz is, over there the Shaila is, maybe it goes on both Shmonim, and therefore there could be a factor of Roiv. But over here, you have to decide, is the Neder till the Zman Sa'irim or the Zman Chitim? So the Roiv is Kaiveya to change, where even though you would have assumed it's going to be in Sa'irim, that it's going to switch to the one that the Roiv is. Now the Taz adds, what if you say Ad Soif HaKotzir? Ad Soif HaKotzir, the Taz brings, that if you say ad soif hakotzer, then avad you're including, since you added ad soif hakotzer, you're including all the sugim of kotzer, and you mean even ketzir so'irim. The Mishnah continues, ad ha-gishomim is ad shi-yehu ha-gishomim, ad shi-teir revi-yashniya. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, ad